Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, welcome, warriors, to the best podcast in the whole wide world. You know why? Because I say it is, and I believe it is, and I believe in my heart, through my heart coherence and my brain connection, that I am the greatest of all time within my paradigm. You have different fingerprint and different DNA. Now, how did I get to this point? And the reason why I say different fingerprint and different DNA, because I believe you are the greatest of all time. And if you don't believe you're the greatest of all time, that's your fucking fault, because somebody taught you that. And it's your responsibility as an adult. Usually it's probably adults listening to this. When you're an adult out of parental care, you have a choice every single day to be great, to make good decisions, to be happy, to be joyful, or to be sad, to be fucked up. And I believe you. It's your truth. Whatever you are right now is your truth. That's your truth. That's what you believe. But today we're going to talk about self-motivation. Self-motivation is the most important tool. Now, Monday we talked about you becoming your own asset. And I'm going to teach you guys within the next year how to become your own asset. You guys know that I launched my company Uncommon 1%. We have a huge, huge waiting list for Uncommon 1%, which is, I'm so grateful that people want to join that and learn how I built seven-figure companies, conglomerate of company. I want to be very clear on what you say on these things. Seven-figure conglomerate of companies heading towards 10 figures. In my opinion, we will hit 10 figures this year. And I'm going to teach that to you. So we launched Uncommon 1%. I think it was sharing that with you guys in the back end of the year. We had people go through it. They did very, very well. And so we're refining it and we're making it more affordable and giving access to more people. So that was the biggest thing. So it's a very expensive program. It was $5,000 for 6 weeks. We're lowering the price. We're making it affordable so that people can go through it self-paced, literally the exact tools. Now, the reason why this, I feel like this is going to be one of my biggest focuses as we go in the back of this year, because this is going to change people's lives, because the education system is completely getting flipped upside down. Warriors, you are the asset. If you can figure out who you truly are and what your skills are, if you can figure that out and you can figure out a way to become who you're truly meant to be, you can take that and teach other people. Our monetary system is changing. Our healthcare system is changing. Our medical system is changing. Warriors, and our education system is changing. The way our education system is changing gives you the opportunity to take the skills, just like 30 Minute Mom that I brought up to you many, many times. 30 Minute Mom took the skills of exercise and helping moms be efficient in 30 minutes. And she's built a small little empire by following exactly what I've said. Now, the big thing about 30 Minute Mom and many other people that I've coached is the self-discipline. There is nobody tapping me, her, or all the people I've coached on the shoulder. And the reason why I bring up her as an example a lot is because I usually don't have a client that does every single step all the way through. She's one of the clients that did every single, and I'm one of those clients. If you're my coach, I'm going to follow the steps all the way through. That's why I succeed. If I hire a fucking coach, I follow what they say. But 99% of people that hire me as a coach will do the steps that benefit them. And when it gets hard, they skip steps. And the reason why they go in the cyclic patterns over and over again, because they skip steps, they skip steps, they skip steps. And it's not for me to figure out, it's for them to finally figure out. And the reason why I bring her up, and because I have thousands and thousands, but she's one of those people, she's one of those 1 out of 100 warriors that completes the steps and it works. She's built a small little empire, went from 0 clients to now 30. I think their last one was 35 clients, our last one-on-one. She's my only one-on-one client left, but I have one-on-one clients. We're going to probably launch that in the future here, back to one-on-one coaching. I don't know. We'll see. I'm so busy, but she's the only one I've kept because she follows every single step to the T. Okay. She's a high paid client. She pays high premium to get the one-on-one coaching. But the reason why she pays it is because she gets the results. So what is the number one thing? Is self-motivation. There's nobody tapping me on the shoulder to wake up in the morning and do all this stuff. There's nobody tapping me on the shoulder to do this podcast every single day. There's nobody tapping me on the shoulder and motivate warriors. It can be a lonely run in regards to being where I'm at right now, right? There's nobody saying, come on, JV, you can do this. I've created this cool thing that I call an empire, Freedom Asset Management Group, that is going to take all these companies underneath management. We're inking the deal. It's not inked. We said yes to 18% ownership of another company, Jeremy and I. So now we're bringing another company. We just, in the last 3 weeks, this is not bullshit, have brought two more companies under our management. Okay. So this shit is getting intense in a great way. This is where self-motivation comes in, warriors, because you're not going to care if I complain. Like, nobody cares if I'm tired. Nobody cares if I'm overwhelmed. Nobody cares. Everybody's overwhelmed. Everybody's tired for different reasons. So I don't sit there and complain about being tired or overwhelmed. I have to be self-motivated to get up every single day. Now, another thing, it's getting harder to be self-motivated because financial freedom is here. And when financial freedom comes, you get fucking lazy. And that's so goddamn dangerous, warriors. It's easier almost to be successful when you have a dog in the fight, right? When you're backed up against the wall. I don't know if that was the right saying, but I'm backed up against the wall. There's like, you know, it's the last round. You're swinging. You're about to get knocked out and you're swinging. But now you've knocked somebody out. Now you've won the championship. Now you got the financial freedom. Everything you were fighting for, you have now. So guess what? I'm even fucking more self-motivated because I want to be the greatest of all time. And I believe I'll take that want out. That was fucking weak. I am the greatest of all time. And what separates me is self-motivation, discipline, and persistence. Self-motivation, discipline, and persistence. I can run up against any talented motherfucker any day and I will crush them through my discipline, persistence, and never giving up. Jeremy, our CFO, will tell you, he says it all the time. He's like, this dude motivates me. His work ethic motivates me. Well, his fucking work ethic motivates me. Now we are powerful warriors. He is now full time with me. We are full time. This motherfucker grinds. He's helping me with the 7 companies, bringing on the 8th company, soon the 9th company. You know how much paperwork this dude does? You know how much due diligence this dude does? You know how many lawyers, how many hours sitting with lawyers he's done? You know how much how many lines of papers he's had to read in the last 3 months? And he was doing this while having a full-time fucking job and running Age of Radio, our podcast company. So warriors, the difference between us and other people is just self-discipline. That's it. Self-motivation. That's it. You can do this, warriors. But I'll tell you what, as we talked about yesterday, if your food system's all fucked up, your ecosystem's all fucked up, you're pounding energy drinks, it's not going to work. Whereas you're going to peter out, you're going to get tired, you'll have periods of peace and prosperity and then periods of chaos. Okay, now I'm not talking about personal, I have personal life chaos like everybody else, but I'm telling you what, warriors, I can manage it very, like a ninja, like a fucking ninja, because I keep getting up and I keep getting up and I keep moving. So you need to develop self-motivation. Self-motivation, warriors. Self-motivation is going to be your critical, critical tool, because your spouse, partner, loved one, they're here to support you, but they're going to get tired of hearing about it, warriors. That's a fact. They're going to get tired of hearing about it. They're going to get tired of how excited you are about business now, how great things are and how great your coaching says. They don't give a fuck. They don't. They care about you. They don't care that you're getting your shit together. It's going to get lonely, warriors. Unfortunately, our spouse, partner, loved one, they're probably some of our worst critics, warriors. You have to learn to accept that. Nobody fucking cares in the scheme of things. Nobody cares. They're worried about their own family. So get self-motivated. Get inspired. Get your fucking ass up off the couch. Get up early. Get some exercise. And nobody cares that you're exercising. Nobody cares. It's for you. Drink a gallon of water. Nobody cares you're drinking a gallon of water. It's for you. Nobody cares that you're eating healthy. It's for you. Nobody cares that you work 16 hours a day. I'm speaking to myself. It's for you. Okay? So warriors, self-motivation, okay? Monday, we talked about becoming your own asset. You need to figure out what you would do if you didn't have to work, if you had to work, but you got paid and everything was taken care of. Number two is we got to get some shit going in our ecosystem. We got to clean up our mental health, warriors. We got to clean up our mental health through understanding the food system, the education system, and our medical system, right? You can beat the medical system by clearing out your body through fasting, eating proper foods, eating on the outside of the store, eating some whole foods, getting your shit together, get the ecosystem rocking and rolling. You can eat whatever the fuck you want at night if you want to, if you don't want to get on a nutrition plan, that's fine. But at least during the day, give yourself that discipline and show yourself that you can resist the worldly things, which is the food and the temptations and the sugar. And then today we're talking about self-motivation. You are powerful beyond measure. You are amazing. You are abundant. You are healthy. You are wealthy. I feel it, warriors. I'm in a flow state. I'm on point. I love this feeling. And I'll tell you what, I'm going on a journey coming up very, very soon. I'll be disappearing for a while. I know you'll miss me, but I'll be back. And guess what? You'll have a podcast every single day because I'm fucking self-disciplined. I'm leaving for a whole week, 10 days, warriors. I'm gone, disappearing. Boom. Vamos. But guess what? You'll have a podcast every fucking day. My team will still do a YouTube video every single day. And you'll probably see a TikTok every single day because I'm self-disciplined. I'm self-motivated. And you can do this too, Warriors. I love you guys. Appreciate you. If you need help getting your shit together and figure out how I got this way, click the description down below. At least discover and see what the 120-day challenge is all about. If you go for 30 days and you actually engage in there, which you can see if you did your homework, we can see if you submitted, and it's not going to take a bunch of time out of your day, Warriors, you will see that you have a bunch of bullshit that you're doing that doesn't matter that you could fulfill with the 120-day challenge, and it will change your life. It will change your life. Click the description down below. Join the 120-day challenge. 30 days. If you're in there doing your activities and you say it's the worst thing since sliced bread, worst thing or best thing, if it's not the worst best thing since sliced bread, we'll give you your money back. You have zero risk. Look at you're throwing money away on bullshit, Warriors. You're shopping on Amazon all day. Risk some money on yourself. Click the description down below. Join today. Warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go.